Right, good evening, Wonkers. How are we doing? Welcome aboard Wonky Wednesday here on Home Rave on this cold, wet, miserable January. Been a while, but we're back. Got loads of new music to play for you guys tonight to warm them cockles. Good evening, Bones. Good evening, Jonathan. Good evening, Colin. Good evening, Tom, Dave, Shell and Daz. Chris. Hope you're all good. Crank it up, get yourself a cup of tea, hot chocolate if you're on dry January. For those that aren't, get yourself to the fridge. Taking you through to 8 o'clock with some banging trance. Let's go. Good evening, Mark. Good evening, Bozza. Hi, Bones. Hi. If I wasn't still here at work, I would be sinking lots and lots of beers. You guys are going to have to do it for me. Bones, that's the spirit. Straight to shop after school run, yes. Good evening, Amy, welcome aboard. Colin's crumpeting tonight. Double cup crumpets with melted butter. I've got loads of new music to play for you tonight. The only problem is, Beatport, where I get my tunes from, was throwing a wobbler tonight. So none of my tunes have got names on.
All these things we are.
if I play the same tune twice, it's not my fault this time. All my tunes are showing undefined. Every single one of them is named the same. Undefined 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So let's see how we get on. If I still love you, if I still love you. What if love was just a passing phase? Wonky Wednesday here on Home Rave, live and direct, taking you through till 8 o'clock tonight. Welcome aboard if you've just joined us. Good evening, lurkers, as well. Hope you've had a good day. Miserable outside. But in here, sunshine and Ibiza vibes. Right, so how are you all? What have I missed? What's been going down in Wonkersville? Charlie Bones, who has had a puncture today. Oh no. Did you manage to get sorted, Bones? I'm having car problems at the moment as well. 4 garages later, £2,000 down the drain, and it's still buggered. I think I've found someone to fix it though. 5th time lucky, getting sorted tomorrow. So fingers crossed for me. We shout out Alan Biggin Smith in the house, hey up. New one from Craig Connolly. No vocals in this one actually, but it is a beautiful tune. So crank it up loud and proud. It's Wonky Winter here and Help Me. Was it? I don't want to think about that. To be fair, once this is fixed, I'm going to run it for a bit longer, and then it's gone. Spent too much on it just to get shut now, though. By the way, we're talking about a beef for today with my business partner on the island. And we're talking about returning to Es Paradis, which we are going to be doing this year. Got me proper excited to get back to that island with you lot in September. Bring on Es Paradis once more. This year it's going to be the Kevin and Perry warm-up rather than the after party. Something tells me it's going to be more than a warm-up. We'll be right back. right, Wonky Wednesday. Let's stop talking about bloody cars. That's all I've been doing all day. Well, I did start it, to be fair. Good evening, Paul C. Good evening, Traff. Paul, just wait. S Paradise. Highlight of my year last year. Everyone that were there will tell you how good it was. Can't wait to do it all again. Be right back, need a wee. To here in Hillmave. Cold, wet, miserable outside. Bit of vocal trance should warm them cockles. We'll be right back. bollocks, I've played this one already. No, I ain't. So, as explained earlier, when I downloaded some new music tonight, all my tunes have come on my USB showing undefined. So I'm a bit confused which tune's which. Don't fall into hurt. You couldn't have known. You don't open your eyes to hell. I've not played this yet. Without knowing what it means to be loved. It's not your fault. All the wickedness around you. Starting the firmament with your innocence, you bring all colors back. You want to gather all the love between good and evil in this world of darkness. You're a little miracle. Talking to Leo earlier, on way to school. It's only about 8 more weeks until it starts getting lighter and warmer. Come on. Cannot bloody wait. Tell me about it, Amy. Sad. SAD. Seasonal something disorder. Is real. Dark mornings, they're not the one, are they? You wake up and it's pitch black outside, like, for chuff's sake. Can't be arsed, just want to stay in bed. Anyway, those days. Coming to an end soon, so let's keep going. Soon it'll be spring, then it'll be summer. We've got so much to look forward to this year. Come on. Well, I'm glad we're all in the same boat anyway. Rowing along the winter river. Not long, guys, not long. Bring on the sunshine, bring on the warmth, bring on festival season, bring on outdoor event season. Come on. tune. Crank it up. Wonky Wednesday here at Homewave, live and direct. Good evening, wonkers. Good evening, lurkers. You can't beat a bit of vocal trance to perk you up. Good evening, Richard. Welcome aboard. And anyone else that's watching, not chatting, good evening. Says she's eating some cheese from Christmas. Is anyone else scranning all the leftover chocolates and sweets from Christmas? I need to throw them away because I've still got boxes of them left. Biscuits, chocolates, sweets. Every time I have my tea, I sit on the sofa and I go, ooh, I could eat something sweet. Then I start tucking in. 10 minutes later, I've consumed 1,500 calories. Anyone else? Richard's eating a KFC bucket. You meant to throw that away, mate. Did the chicken not fill you up? Buns, nuts. Hell yeah. I want to throw them all away, but I just can't. Too delicious. Still eating like it's Christmas. I had a pizza the other day on Sunday. Me and Leo shared one. Never order pizza in ever. But we did. Half ham and pineapple, half pepperoni. Oh, it was banging as well. As soon as the light of mornings come, that's when it's time to stop eating like a fat twat. Hurry up! We'll be right back. I blame early dark nights, dark mornings. At night, you want to eat, and it's dark and miserable, and you're like, what can I do to inject some serotonin in my brain? I know, I'll eat a load of shite. In the morning, when it's dark and cold, you're like, driving to work and you're swinging to McDonald's because them golden arches draw you in. Or bacon egg sandwich, because you're miserable and it's wet and it's dark. Roll on, sunshine. Roll on, salad season. We've got this, fatties. Beautiful tune this. I'll be right back. Enjoy.
Hold me close, don't let me go.
Wonka went to him and Helmrev. Thank you for joining me this Wednesday night. What are you all having for tea, by the way? I am Hank Marvin. Didn't have time for lunch today. So I need to scram when I get home. Got a few bits in the fridge. Nothing exciting. Could it be Fish and Chip Wednesday? Lots of gravy. Bit of gravy to dip my sausage in. Bones has had a beef dinner. Bloody lovely. Now, I may have already played this, or I may have not. If you've heard this already, I do apologise. There's no way of me knowing. Shell and Daz are eating jacket potatoes. Tell you what, I am, well, me, Danny and Levi here at work are having a carvery every day at the moment. So 2 doors down from this office here where I am, there's a carvery place. Every lunchtime it's like £7 for a carvery. We went once about 2 months ago, and we've been every day since, pretty much. Fully addicted. A carver is bad for you. I skip the Yorkshire pudding. I have 3 meats and a load of vegetables and gravy. Would you class that as bad? go for a small one. Small plate and pile it on. I don't have a Yorkshire pudding as much as I want one. I have about two roasties. How many calories do you reckon are in that? I don't have sprouts. I have cauliflower cheese though. Think in summer when it's hot, hopefully we'll be having a carvery a day. Definitely a winter warmer. Better than a bloody meal deal anyway, innit? gonna lie, Amy. Sausages with black pudding in sound bloody marvellous. By the way, right, just been thinking in my head, where did gravid come from? I know I said something about going for fish and chips, but I can't put it together in my head. Like, obviously, grey is gravy, but where's the id come from? Gravid. Someone fill in the gaps, because I can't remember. Oh, yes. Bit of gravid. Good old Mr. Franks. I remember now. Buns, we are fully fledged experts at talking shite. It's now or never, I gotta find a way. Only I can save my life. Wouldn't have it any other way. Way up, Jody B. Didn't see you there.
I'm
Yeah, Jody, I don't think I know what you do for a job. You may have mentioned in the past, but I can't remember. If I had to have a guess at what you do, Jody, I'm gonna guess at some sort of payroll related position or HR. Yeah, payroll. Am I right? What do you do, Jody B? What do you do? Right, whose job shall I guess next? Bones, I already know that you answer pet-related queries. Colin. Where the hell do I start here? Colin, I'm going to guess that you work at a builder's merchants. In the warehouse. Organising flags. And sand and bricks. The obvious choice would be railway. But I don't think it's that easy. How to fight the chemicals inside? How to identify the expectations in her eyes? So you said, Amy. Bloody hell. Amy, I think you are it's office based. I think you're a team leader within customer service. Colin, dear, I thought that were too bloody obvious. Okay, one more guess on Amy. I'm going to guess you're a social worker. Is that correct? Tom. I'm going to guess. So let me look at your picture a bit closely. Hang on. Tom, I'm going to guess you drive a wagon. You drive a HGV of some sort. All across the country. Am I right? Well, I got off to a flying start with Jody B. Not so good after that. Amy, can you reveal to the group what it is you do for a job? And you too, Tom. Oh, that was close. That was close with Tom. I knew you drove some sort of thing. I'll take that one. Even though a forklift and a HGV are two different things, but I'm in the ballpark. Amy is a commercial analyst. Sounds posh. Right, who else? What a tune this is. Richard, you said you've done 30,000 steps today. So it involves being on your feet. I think you are. So where my heart is free. A traffic warden. Yes. What a tune this is.
Racing back to
well, Richard. Am I correct? Or do you not dare say? Anyone else that we can guess? We've got 10 minutes left. Anyone else want me to try guess their job? Not doing a very good job of guessing your job. I've got like two half right. Well, I'm Bones. I knew that one already. Daz, I think you are employed by Calderdale Council to study pigeons for extraterrestrial behaviour. Am I right? Bones, that's your job, innit? I thought you were a pet receptionist. Okay, last guess for Daz. I think you are a gardener. A landscape gardener. Am I right? So few pigeons before. I can't hold. Helicopter pilot. So if you were my ex, then nothing. Ooh, what is Bone's new job? Worked on reception in a doctor's, now moved in the business. I reckon you are a pharmacist. Answering pet-related inquiries. Am I right? Does it still involve pets? Right, Wonky Wednesday here on Homemade. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. This is my last tune of the night. Really enjoy being back on here on a Wednesday. Thank you all for spending the last hour and a half with me. You and I can find this out together. Thank you, guys. May God bless. Enjoy the rest of your week. And I'll see you again here soon. May God bless. Good night. I'm holding on. Holding on for you.